News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center on the other side of the glass. I'm Mark Lawrence. This is WKOK Sunrise. We have a guest in the studio. Kurt Karlovich is back. We've spoken to him dozens of times in the past 6 years or so, first as a candidate and then as mayor of the city of Sunbury. But he's also kind of de facto coordinator of the Sweep Committee in Sunbury. That is the committee that is overseeing the Sunbury Wetland Ecological Education Park, which is that, wetlands folks would be remembering sort of between Line and Race Street along 6th Street. It was an area of quite a bit of accumulation and overgrowth, but now thanks to volunteers and donations, and boy, what a convergence. What a convergence of effort and work and donations and corporate funding and really goodwill in the city. This is a bit of a phenomenon, I think.
Yes. Hello, Mark. Thanks for having me again to talk about this amazing project so your listeners can understand what the city's going to have for them.
Well, and I think this is just crazy. I mean, you have literally dozens of business. I count 36 various endeavors, from the Boy Scouts to Geisinger to Evangelical Community Hospital, and now I'm officially in hot water because I'm not saying the other 33. But really, dozens and dozens of people involved, and it's kind of distilled down to a sweep committee that's at the helm. I say de facto coordinator. That's not written on any paper anyway, with you at the top. But then four other folks on your committee?
Yes. So we have Donald Rouse, Joseph Judy, and Jamie Tagg, and myself. So what we're doing, we have the sweep committee, and we have a monthly stewardship program that we're going to be creating for this year. And our next volunteer date actually begins February 26th, and then after that, it'll be once a month. And what we're doing is we're coming out to the property itself for X amount of hours. We're volunteering. Our youngest volunteers are like ages 8, and we have them all the way up to retired folk coming out, just helping us with the property itself, maintaining it, and getting it ready for future use.
So you want volunteers, so you're accepting volunteers who come out with grubby clothes and get ready to do some work, and what are volunteers doing there?
So last year our volunteers came out. We were cutting fallen trees or trees that were posed a safety factor for visitors, or if they had disease or rot in them. So we ended up working with the city, cut down a couple trees that posed the safety risk. Our volunteers came through, cleaned up the cut down brush in the trees, and then they actually hauled it out so that it could be repurposed. So some of the brush that we're cutting down, the city repurposed it into their free mulch pile that they give away to the community, and then our local scout troop also was taking some of it for their camps.
All right. Yeah, they would need some firework. All right, well, firewood. So let's start at the beginning. That you have kind of an overgrown area. It's owned by private individuals for some of the time, decades ago. Transition from that to today and this vision.
So the property itself is extremely extraordinary because between 1858 and 1977, the trains ran through this property. It used to be called the Old Horn Railroad Tracks. And numerous times every day, you would have freight trains and even some passenger trains in the earlier years coming through this property. The city purchased the property in the 1976 because it was part of their then urban redevelopment plan. So the tracks were removed in 1977, and the property sat unused ever since because of the wetlands. The wetlands itself is actually pumping through approximately 392,000 gallons of water a day. And because of that amount of water and the location of this wetland property, it has to be man-maintained. So this municipality is maintaining the flow of the water. The water actually flows out of the property into the city system and then makes its way to Shamokin Creek.
All right, so there is a the city has to maintain the flow. Explain what that means.
So the wetland itself forms a nice pond in the center of the property. And when that pond is filling up, the water has to flow somewhere. So the city has a man-made type of a dam or a levee system on it, a very minor one. So the water flows through the pipes and straight into the city system. That way it's not flooding the local neighborhood.
But it's going into the storm sewer system, not the sewage system,
right? The combined waste system, yes.
Okay. So is it being treated before it's discharged?
Unfortunately, yes, it is being treated, and that's a it's costing our tax dollars for that. But there have been numerous studies in the past, and there's nowhere to divert this water from the wetland.
We'll just leave Jim. Give Jim Eyster some more time. He'll think of a way. Honest to Pete, you know, this is sort of classic what cities do in the long run. You know, the long game is get stormwater separated from sewage and just good, you know, wetland runoff water into something else. Okay. So anyway, so that's a daily flow that's they're working on. You are also working on a daily flow of donations and corporate help. So explain that you want folks to help participate in this.
Yes. So we're reaching out to our local businesses and organizations, trying to get people involved. If you have a group out there that's a nonprofit, or if you're out there, you're an educator and you're studying the sciences or environmental sciences, get in touch with us. You can reach out to me at hellosunburysweep@yahoo.com. Send me an email and we'll give you all the information that you're looking for. Because this property is perfect for someone that needs community service hours for anything that they're actually working on, and our committee can provide you whatever documentation you need if you come out and assist us at any of our stewardship programs. The donations that we are asking for, like, for example, if a business donates $500 to the sweep committee for this project, it gets your business logo on a sign that will be permanently displayed in the park itself. And that money will be used for future creation and to preserve and improve the park experience through volunteer effort.
Now, when this is finished, what's this going to look like? Explain sort of the observation areas and the trails and what people will see.
So the property itself is approximately 4.5 acres. The wetland itself is just shy of 1 acre. So throughout that property, you're going to have 3 accessible wellness trails. One trail was completed this last September in 2022. The last remaining portions of the property, it's estimated that it'll be completed by in 2024.
And these are volunteers. You say completed. You mean dozens and dozens of people went in there and work.
Yes. And in 2022, the city had CDBG funding, and that's what funded phase one of the construction and completed the off-street parking area, new curbing sidewalks. We widened the entrance area to get the vehicles into the parking area, and the first wellness trail, which used to be the old railroad tracks.
Okay, so that wasn't too hard to restore that aspect of it. A lot of that was somewhat still intact, although, as I recall, it finished in an elevated fashion on 6th Street. How do you get down off the trail there? Do you have a smooth transition up and down off the trail?
There will be. Right now, that portion of the trail is not done. That goes inside the property itself.
Okay, so that's kind of still steep there. Okay, so what would you like people to do?
Well, reach out to us, donate, get involved with your own local community. So this project is great because we're teaching our community youth how you can get involved and activate your own community to make where you're living even better than it already is. So we're teaching these kids how you can talk to your local government about your ideas, about, hey, this is what I feel that our community needs or I would like to see. This is how you're forming your committees. This is how you're getting volunteers included, talking to and just reaching out and networking to local businesses. And then working with the city engineer, the local politicians to get something moving.
Yeah, those politicians, all those elected people, they're pesky people, I'll tell you. You, having been one, former Mayor Kirk Arlovich is with us, but one of the organizers of Sunbury's Wetland Ecological Education Park. Now, you'll have observation and signage opportunities for people?
Yes, so there's going to be 3 accessible wellness trails, and outside of those wellness trails, the property is going to be left to grow in its natural state. So we've had state foresters coming through D.C. Our representatives coming through, looking at the property, the plant species that are there. So our long-term goal is to rid the invasive plant species and make it a your native species. So it's so imagine you're going to a large state park in Pennsylvania, but it's going to be reduced to a miniature size in the middle of the city of Sunbury. So it's going to be an area for folks to go to if they just want to go out to relax, get some exercise, to de-stress while they're on break from work. Because it's great because this Park actually has a path, a paved path, that connects it to Market Street, right across from Scott Towers. So outside of the wellness trails, it's going to be left to grow in its natural state. There's going to be numerous educational signs talking about the history and use of the property, the importance of the wetlands and environmental resources that are here. There's going to be an observation deck, an overlook area, built off of North 8th Street, overlooking the wetlands itself. And that's going to be handicap accessible. In the center of the property itself, off of the one trail, we're going to be having a large roofed pavilion area. That way there's multiple deck, multiple picnic areas. That way people can sit, converse, learn. This would be a perfect area for people that want to have an outdoor wedding, or if they want to have an event, or if they want to bring their class or elementary students to come through to learn about the different plants and species. Because there is also wildlife. The park is filled with squirrels, turtles. There's a whole flock of ducks that are there every day. It's a beautiful area. And when you're in the center of this property, you kind of forget that you're in the middle of Sunbury. You just start, especially in the summertime, you hear all the birds, and then because of the summertime, the property is grown, and it's nice and thick and green with its foliage, so you're just standing there, and then when you leave the trails, you're back in Sunbury.
Yeah, and who knew water just bubbled up in the middle of nowhere in the city of Sunbury and just appeared there, really. I mean, there's no creek feeding it that's visible, but there, voila, you got moving water that's coming through.
And I have to say a big thank you for local scout troop 333. If not for their involvement, this project would not be at its current state right now.
Well, thank you for your involvement. Without your pushing, this could be almost in the same state it was in before.
Thank you. There was no plants before, because when the tracks were removed in 1977, the property became blighted and crime-ridden, because there was no use at that time, all the way up until 2018, because of the wetlands itself. You can't build structures in the property itself. You can't disturb the wetlands. It's federally protected. So in 2018, we came up with an idea. How can we reduce the blight and crime in the local area and improve the health and wellness of the people using it?
Well, fantastic. You've done a super job. Fabulous job as mayor, too, by all accounts. I can't think of anybody that would ever say otherwise. Did you enjoy being mayor in Sunbury?
Very much. I enjoyed getting out there, talking to our groups or people that are living in the city, and revamping our local police force and different projects that we were involved in.
Sure, and listening. You spent a lot of time just with your mouth closed and your ears open. I always noticed that. So good for you. And did you grow as mayor? Were you a better mayor in year four than you were in year one?
Most definitely. I do wish that I was able to run again to keep some of the projects going, but I believe that the city's in good hands with Mayor Josh Brocious.
Okay, right. Well, and you had to switch out of mayors because of civil service, so that is an obligation lots and lots of super smart people have to live with around here. But, of course, 20 years from now, everything will be different in your life again. You're what, probably?
36.
30, okay. Yeah, I was going to say 30 even, so you look super. And still on Arch Street in Sunbury, lots of folks know your place. You certainly have welcomed people to your home. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kurt. Thanks for all you're doing. Keep up the great work. You have an open mic associated with the wetlands and sweep anytime you want to talk about this or get the word out about work parties. We'll spread the word about work parties and keep doing that. But thank you for all you're doing with the sweep, the Sunbury Wetland Ecological Education Park. I don't know why I can't say that. hello@sunburysweep@yahoo.com. We'll put that on our website with our archive of this interview. Thank you, sir. Thank you.